Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Irish Refugee Council has raised serious concerns over the remoteness of the Moville Direct Provision Centre. A County Donegal student has appeared in court in Belfast accused of inflicting serious injuries on a man outside Belfast City Hall in the early hours of Saturday morning. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has called for the Job Path programme to be abolished. And investigations are continuing after diesel was stolen from a bus company in Letterkenny in the early hours of yesterday morning. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Theresa May and her cabinet are locked in talks as she tries to get their support for a Brexit deal. The withdrawal arrangement is being considered by British ministers, and if they approve it, an EU summit could be held later this month to rubber stamp the deal. The Prime Minister was due to deliver a statement around now on the outcome of the meeting, but it's understood to be running late. The deal would still have to pass in the House of Commons, the European Parliament and now the Dáil after Leo Varadkar promised TDs a vote on the text. The Taoiseach said the deal would protect the Good Friday Agreement and, once passed, will be binding for current and future governments.
If this agreement is made, it'll be an international treaty between the European Union and Ireland, including Ireland on the one hand, and the United Kingdom on the other. And therefore, being an international treaty, would continue to apply even if there was a change of government here or a change of government in the United Kingdom. And that is the nature of such agreements.
Meanwhile, Midlands North West MEP Matt Carthy says the people in the north must be provided with an opportunity to remain in the EU if the British government fails to back a draft Brexit deal. Matt Carthy says they await the detail in order to judge the deal.
If either the deal doesn't match the standards that we have rightly set ourselves, or if the British government don't sign up to it, or for whatever reason politically can't sell it, well then we're in position where, in my view, we'll have no choice but to insist that the people of the north are given an opportunity to vote in relation to Irish reunification so that they can actually remain part of the European Union, because in my view that would be the only way in which we can protect our interests north and south.
And border communities against Brexit, Donegal spokesperson Tom Murray remains cautiously optimistic.
There is potential for there not to be a border in Ireland, which is great, which is a thing that we have argued about from the beginning. I do have concerns that the British government want a review period and will want a time limit. I guess the real issue is a deal has been done by negotiators and by civil servants, and we've got to see the detail of it now. That's crucial, and we actually have to see that, does it get through Parliament? I'm not 100% confident that Theresa May will get it through her government. Having said that, I believe that she had her most difficult meetings with the MPs who most likely to object to her last night. The fact that she had no resignations from government, and there doesn't seem to be anybody pulling away. There have been some strong statements from the DUP and some strong statements from some of the Brexiteers, but they still seem to be holding together at the moment.
This is just a withdrawal agreement. This isn't a wider trade agreement. You'll obviously want to see what the wider trade agreement is being. It's going to take some weeks and months before we get any sense of that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the whole idea of the getting to a withdrawal agreement was to allow to the next stage of negotiations to take place. The crucial point for us and for the Irish government was securing this country and securing that there'd be no border and no trade difficulties or difficulties for citizens of this country on either side of the border, and then allowing that to progress to the wider trade agreement. So there's a long, long way to go yet. This is certainly, it's been described as a breakthrough. It's been described as a serious advance. We'll just have to try and be optimistic and see what's happened.
The Irish Refugee Council has raised serious concerns over the remoteness of the Moville Direct Provision Centre. 100 asylum seekers are due to arrive in Moville over the coming weeks following confirmation on Friday that the Cashelmara Hotel in Moville would be turned into a direct provision centre. The Irish Refugee Council believe the location of the centre poses a significant number of issues. Asylum seekers will be required to travel from Donegal to Dublin on a number of occasions, and given the location of the centre means they will have to cross jurisdictions into the north, which is a criminal offence for those seeking asylum. CEO of the Irish Refugee Council is Nick Henderson.
We are concerned that while the community in Moville may give a very warm welcome to people coming there, the location is a real concern. People have to travel to Dublin when they're in the asylum process for several reasons. And unfortunately, it seems that Moville is just too remote a place for people to actually travel to Dublin. And in fact, the public bus route would take somebody through Derry. So they would have to travel into the north and then back out to the Republic and then on to Donegal. And in fact, it's actually a criminal offence for an asylum seeker to leave the state, leave the Republic. So they would be committing a criminal offence, which would have a possible tariff of a month's imprisonment. It seems that there's no actually other way for a person to travel, even from Mobile to Donegal, by public transport. At least we can't find a way for a person to do that. So it's a real concern. And I suppose also that somebody coming to Ireland to seek asylum, for them to spend a reasonably long period of time, possibly 2 years or more, in such a remote place presents real difficulties.
And indeed, in relation to the asylum seekers in Moville having to travel through Northern Ireland, do you hope that a process could be put in place to protect them against receiving a criminal conviction?
I think there has to be some sort of process. For example, in County Limerick, they have a process where there is a bus organised by the Direct Provision Centre because there is no public bus service. So it may be necessary for the Department of Justice to set up a bus service that allows people to get to Donegal without going into Northern Ireland.
A County Donegal student has appeared in court in Belfast, accused of inflicting serious injuries on a man outside Belfast City Hall in the early hours of Saturday morning. Donald Kavanagh has more details.
19-year-old Arlen Noonan of Garten Avenue in Letterkenny faces a charge of grievous bodily harm over the alleged assault in which a 23-year-old man was said to have been injured at Donegal Square North. According to ITV News, the 19-year-old spoke only to confirm he understood the charge. A detective constable initially opposed bail due to the accused living in another jurisdiction. The court heard that Noonan is currently studying at a university in Cork and that he would be living at home with his parents, who were present for the hearing. Granting bail, District Judge Fiona Bagnall banned Noonan from contacting the alleged victim or any witnesses. He is to report to police in Strabane as part of his release conditions.
Concern has been expressed that the Irish fishing sector will not be able to sustain proposed cuts to their mackerel quota. The International Council for Exploration of the Sea has recommended a 61% cut to mackerel quota for 2019. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says immediate action needs to be taken by the Irish government to prevent such a proposal being adopted. However, he is hopeful a resolution can be found.
ICES, the International Council for the Exploration of the Sea, who advise on quotas, they have recommended a 61% reduction. That is draconian. No industry could sustain that. So there have been a few meetings of the coastal states, that's Iceland, Norway and the European Union, representing Ireland and other countries. And I'm hoping that they will come to a resolution that will be well below the 61%. This year, I believe the methodology which they are using doesn't reflect reality of what we're hearing from the member states. And I think that's the first job they have to do at the council meeting, is adopt a new methodology.
But on the specific instance of the figures, you do believe that other discussions aside, compromise is possible and perhaps likely?
I would like to think that we could go back to last year's total allowable catch, which was a quota for Ireland of some 69,000. But the figure I'm hearing at the moment is around 20-25%. It's still a huge reduction, will have a major impact for those concerned, but well below the 61% recommended. But we'll have to await the outcome of the next coastal states meeting in the near future.
Hundreds of people have taken part in a number of nationwide protests over the way women are treated in rape trials. It follows a recent case in Cork where jurors were asked to reflect on a young woman's underwear in their deliberations. Stephanie Rohan reports from O'Connell Street in Dublin.
Crowds are not consent! Crowds are not
young,
consent!
Old, male and female came along to this demonstration on O'Connell Street. Aoife Deasy from the Union of Students in Ireland addressed the crowd.
Why is it that what we drink, what we wear, how we look is always brought into account, and that will never, ever, ever mean consent.
This rally was organised following a recent trial where a defence barrister asked the jurors to reflect on a 17-year-old complainant's lace thong. The accused in the case was acquitted. These protesters say they want a change in how women are treated in rape trials.
I'm sick of, and everyone here is sick of, all these rape myths that are part of our justice system.
I just want to, you know, add my voice and say that I stand with Ireland's women, and hopefully that we won't be seen any more knickers in courts.
I would like to think that before I die there is some change.
Sexual assault survivors also attended the demonstration. This woman says she never reported her attack because she was afraid she wouldn't be believed.
There were circumstances around it that just meant that I didn't know who'd done it. So it's about 18 years ago now. And it was a long time before I spoke about it. So the trauma that came from it, you know, I didn't say anything for a long, long time.
Similar rallies took place today in Cork and Limerick, with more planned for Belfast and Waterford. Stephanie Rowan on O'Connell Street in Dublin.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has called for the JobPath programme to be abolished, claiming recent figures from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection suggest its impact on employment is not worth the money invested in it by the government. Figures obtained by Deputy Pringle show that JobPath only helped a further 2% of individuals gain full-time employment. He believes the money would be better spent on housing, skills or increasing benefits for part-time workers. Letterkenny University Hospital is experiencing high volumes of people presenting at their emergency department today. The Seattle Hospital Group has issued a statement urging people to only attend the ED in the case of a real emergency. It's after the number of people awaiting inpatient beds at the hospital today rose to 34. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Today's statement from the Seattle Group is a carbon copy of one sent at the same time yesterday. Once again, they say the emergency department is extremely busy today, with people once again being urged to contact their GP or GP out of hour service in the first instance. The group apologises for the distress and inconvenience caused to patients and their families, and also acknowledges the difficult situation staff are placed in as they strive to respond to the difficulties in the department. It comes as the INMO's trolley watch for today showed 34 people awaiting inpatient beds in Letterkenny this morning, 7 of them on emergency department trolleys. That's 4 up on yesterday. Nationally, there were 518 people awaiting admission, the highest number, 56, at University Hospital Limerick.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Track your daily fitness with a Fitbit or Garmin tracker from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games news, and Gwydor midfielder Orrin McNeillis will receive the Gradam Seamus McGeady 2018 award for his performances in the Donegal Senior Football Club Championship. The 26-year-old was announced as the player of the championship this morning in RT Radio na Gaeltachta. McNeillis scored 8 points in the final win over Neve Connell as his side won the title for the first time in 12 years. He played a vital role through the season as the Mahragallan men went on unbeaten through the championship. He will be presented with the award at the annual Donegal GA County Banquet and Award Night on Friday, the 23rd of November, in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town. Meanwhile, Donegal GA have announced the other award winners for that night. Owen Ban Gallagher has been named as the Donegal Senior Player of the Year. The Killybegs man was inspirational in the county's journey to Ulster success and scored a goal in the final against Fermanagh. Patrick Doherty will pick up the Hurler of the Year award. The Birdman played cornerback in Donegal's Nicky Rackard victory and helped his club to reclaim the county senior title. And among the other winners, Glenn Finn's Yvonne Boner as the Lady Footballer of the Year. The Australian-bound forward scored 3-5 as Donegal made it back-to-back senior Ulster titles during the year, and she also played a role in her club taking back-to-back senior crowns as well. It's less than 2 months before the new football season gets underway for Donegal. The Dr. McKenna Cup will start at the beginning of January. There has, of course, been a few changes with the setup, the most notable one being the appointment of former Mayo senior manager Stephen Rochford. All-Ireland and All-Star winner Mark McHugh was speaking at the launch of Troker's Christmas Gifts campaign for 2018 on Tuesday, where the Kilcare man backed the appointment of the new Donegal coach.
It was a surprise move, and it's exciting enough for Donegal players. I'm going to get something, you know, something new and somebody who's respected that much. And I was actually chatting to Ian Burke, who won Ulster there on Friday evening, he'd be Cora Finnan. He led Cora Finn to an All-Ireland club, so they would have very, a lot of time for him now. So that's exciting when you see people like that, you know, speaking so highly of him. So it only can be a good thing for us, and you know, as I said, you look forward to working with him and see what different mentality or different things he brings to the football field. And you know, it's I'm not saying it's a great thing all the time, but you know, when you get that different voice in the changing room, no matter if it's a club or county, it's good and it refreshes things, and it gives people that another wee bit of lease of life. So that's only good for Donegal, and hopefully he can bring something different that'll take us on that extra level. Yeah.
Mark McHugh speaking on the appointment of Stephen Rochford as coach to Donegal. On to schools action, the under 19 Ulster Schools McCrory Cup competition continued today. First up, Oma CBS winning comfortably against St Mary's of Matherfell. 3 goals to spare in the end, 4-10 to 1-10 was how that game finished. While a fixture taking place at the moment in Gervahi involves St Union's College of Letterkenny, who are looking to make it back-to-back wins after their opening victory against Patricians from Carrickmacross in the first game. This evening, they're taking on St Pat's of Armagh, and there's around 7 or 8 minutes played in that game at the moment, and it's the Armagh boys who are leading by 2-1 early on. On to soccer, and the Republic of Ireland fell to a 4-1 defeat to Germany at the Tallaght Stadium today in the final match of the UEFA Under-17 International Tournament. Once again, Derry City's Ronan McKinley played in the game. He played 72 minutes off that tie today, but the tournament ended up in disappointment for the Irish as they lost all 3 matches, also suffering defeats, of course, to the Czech Republic and to England. On the senior front, Matt Doherty has been ruled out of the Republic's pair of games this week. The Wolves wingback suffered a facial injury in his club's draw with Arsenal at the weekend. Manager Martin O'Neill says Doherty's absence may see Ireland revert to a 4-man defence. Meanwhile, Michael Opafame will not be playing a competitive international for the Republic this week. The 18-year-old striker has trained with the squad, but the Dublin-born Southampton striker also qualifies for both England and Nigeria. A cap in the Nations League game away to Denmark on Monday will tailor Obafemi to Ireland, but O'Neill suggests he's not ready for such a commitment.
I think he's got things to think about like everything else, and I certainly would not be rushing him, and that was my point to him, you know. So yeah, as I said to you, I think a couple of days ago, that if he come in, rushed in and said, yeah, this is exactly what I want to do, fine with it, then that's a different issue. But you know, I want the people obviously to want to play for us for a start, and I want them to be right for the rest of their time.
Glenn Whelan, of course, will captain the side tomorrow night on the occasion of the Aston Villa midfielder's 85th and final international appearance. Claudio Ranieri is back in the Premier League. Fulham chairman Shed Khan has brought Leicester's title-winning manager back to the English top flight. The 67-year-old has been given a multi-year contract to become the immediate replacement manager at Fulham. Serbian Slovica Jovanović was sacked this morning as they sit with 5 points from just 12 games bottom of the table. In golf, both Gavin Moynihan and Cormac Sharvin are well placed to retain their cards for next season's European Tour. Both shot rounds of 66 in the penultimate day of the qualifying school in Spain. Moynihan is a share of 15th, Sharvin a share of 32nd. The top 25 plus ties at the end of tomorrow's play will gain cards next term. And finally, in boxing, there was disappointment for a Dublin's Creel, Anas Feff, in the UEFA Championships in Spain this afternoon. He lost out in his heavyweight quarterfinal on a unanimous decision to a classy Croatian opponent, Tony Filipe. That's it, Michaela. We will, of course, be back with our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. And in the meantime, our GA programme later this evening with Tom Comack will be looking ahead to that Ulster Junior Football Final this weekend, where Red Hughes are taking on Limavady, and the Hughes boys are, of course, going for a provincial title. Usual throw-in is at 8:30 on a Wednesday to the GA programme. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Irish Water is facing criticism again as hundreds of residents in the Coghill area of Buncrana were without water today. Work to repair the major burst is due to be complete around now. However, the utilities say supply may take 2 to 3 hours to fully return to all affected properties. Councillor Jack Murray says the main water line from the Eddie Fullerton Dam is again proving problematic.
It's been long saying that that line, that's the main line from the Eddie Fullerton Dam, has been very problematic. This burst has happened at a location where it wouldn't regularly burst on the Coghill side. It's normally on the southern end of Buncrana that there's been bursts, but yet again it's the same pipe that is failing, and yet again there's hundreds of people going without water again today.
Investigations are continuing after diesel was stolen from a bus company in Letterkenny in the early hours of yesterday morning. Staff of McGettigan's Travel Ballyrain discovered yesterday that a fence at the property had been breached and a number of vehicles had fuel removed from them. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, owner Cahill McGettigan said he hopes CCTV footage can help identify those responsible.
Our yard is behind the Finn Tavern there in Letterkenny. They must have been standing there. It had to be standing there because... No, we kind of being buses, you know, some nights we go to the airport at 3 in the morning, some at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. So they had to pass George's Finney's shop in the right hand side and the left hand side too. And they had to pass Tommy Keys too, you know, maybe cameras there, maybe a bit of custom, but sure, one of them things we'll try and see how we get sorted out.
A Donegal County Councillor says it's time for a county-wide discussion on the type of traffic lights being used for traffic management at roadworks. Councillor Michael McBride says issues in the Twin Towns area are well documented and he has witnessed similar problems at Blue Banks and Kilmacrenan, where there are also comprehensive works ongoing. Councillor McBride is questioning what emphasis is placed on traffic management processes when roadwork contracts are being discussed and says there are smart lights available which may help address some problems.
As far as I'm aware, you can procure traffic lights now that when there's nobody sitting waiting at one side, that it turns green on the other side to keep the traffic moving. Particularly at night time and stuff like that, you have people sitting for maybe 8-10 minutes when there's no traffic coming the opposite direction. We also have to look at after hours, if traffic lights start to malfunction, is there somebody on hand for to take care of them, for to sort out the problem? Or is it just left for the guards or people to take chances, you know, trying to push their way through when they're on red or when they're out of sync?
This discussion really is going to have to go to full council because, as you've said, you're having problems, particularly in the Kilmacrenan and Blue Banks area. The issues around about the Finn Valley, the Twin Towns, are well documented at this point. So it's really going to be a matter the whole council is going to have to roll behind on.
Oh, I think so. It's an issue for the whole county, from minor roadworks right up to major roadworks. Some of these roads may be low enough volume of traffic. Some of them roads are like the national routes are really high volumes of traffic. But I mean, I think, you know, if the proper lights are put in place and the proper processes put there, can work quite smoothly. But I think at the moment, we're having issues in Donegal, and anybody that drives it for a living, delivery van people and all these, right round Donegal, they'll tell you it's not unusual at the moment for to stop maybe 12 or 14 times in a day at traffic lights. So taking a big chunk of their day out. And, you know, it's quite a cost to the businesses that are employing them and stuff like that. So if we can do anything to move them faster and more efficiently, I think it needs to be done.
For weather now, breezy and mainly dry this evening with patchy light rain. Tonight will be blustery with outbreaks of rain persistent and heavy at times. Hill and coastal fog expected also, and lowest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Irish Refugee Council has raised serious concerns over the remoteness of the Moville Direct Provision Centre. They believe the location of the centre poses a significant number of issues. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has called for the Job Path programme to be abolished, claiming recent figures from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection suggest its impact on employment is not worth the money invested in it by this government. Figures obtained by Deputy Pringle show the Job Path only helped a further 2% of individuals gain full-time employment. A County Donegal student has appeared in court in Belfast accused of inflicting serious injuries on a man outside Belfast City Hall in the early hours of Saturday morning. And a Donegal deputy has expressed concern that the Irish fishing sector will not be able to sustain proposed cuts to the mackerel quota. The International Council for Exploration of the Sea has recommended a 61% cut to mackerel quota for 2019. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, November the 14th. The death has occurred of Renee Blaney, Newline Road, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her late residence from 12 noon to 10 p.m. tomorrow and from 12 noon until 10 p.m. on Friday. Funeral from there on Saturday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, followed by interment in Conwell Cemetery. House strictly private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of McElwee Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Susan Gurley Gillen, Nae McFeely, Century Hill, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Removal on Friday morning at 22:10 to St Junan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery in the family plot. The death has taken place of Danny McNulty, Mean Derry, Fulcara. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass takes place on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, and burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock, house private from 11 p.m. until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Carton undertakers. And the death has taken place of Paul Harper, 18 Abbey Park, Manor Cunningham, formerly of Melton. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving his home on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Columba's Church, Dromahol for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral.